Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Into the Wild. We're following the life of Moses, and we hit this Sunday, Exodus chapter 19, where Moses brings the people of Israel to Mount Sinai, to the mountain of God. And in Exodus 19 and into 20 and 21, 22, all the way to 24, you're going to see this period of 11 months where the Israelites camp out here at Mount Sinai, and they encounter God. God calls Moses up onto the mountain, and he gives him the Ten Commandments, and he reveals himself, and really it's the start of the Old Covenant, the law that will guide the people of Israel. They will live under the law, under this covenant, for the next 1,400 years, 1,300, 1,400, or 1,500 years, depending on when you think the Exodus took place, all the way until the time of Jesus and the coming of the New Covenant. And one of the things that I talked about on Sunday, I said, you know, let's just pause here for a moment before we get into, you know, the Ten Commandments and talking about the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, just the fact that Moses is now at Mount Sinai. So if you look all the way back at Exodus chapter 3, Moses, when he's called by God out of the burning bush, is at a place called Mount Horeb. And we're not sure. We think maybe that Mount Horeb is the same as Mount Sinai, or that some folks say it's the region in which Mount Sinai is called. But God says to Moses, this will be a sign for you. I'm sending you to Egypt, to Pharaoh, and I'm going to use you to deliver the people. And then this will be a sign for you. You will come back and you will worship God on this mountain. And so most commentators say this moment here at Mount Sinai, as God calls Moses up the mountain to come meet with him and worship with him, is a fulfillment of that promise. That it's a fulfillment of that promise that he said, this will be a sign for you, that you come back and you worship God on this mountain. And now here he is, months later, after God has done everything that he promised. He told him he'd use him to deliver the people of Egypt. That's happened. He told him he'd part the Red Sea. That happened. He humbled Pharaoh and said he would. That happened. And now he's brought Moses back to this mountain, the mountain of God, and he's going to worship God on this mountain just like God said that he would. And so the first thing that I said on Sunday, and I think it's just an important point, is this, that unlike human beings, the Lord always keeps his promises. That unlike human beings, the Lord always keeps his promises. God is a God of his word. And the reason I think that's so important is that many of us have been very hurt in this area of trust. Many of us, right, we had people in our life, we've had people in our lives, whether it was maybe parents or friends or a mentor or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a spouse or a former spouse, we've had areas where we've been really hurt in trust. We've been really hurt in the area of trust. Maybe it was growing up, you had folks who, they had the best of intentions, but they just didn't have the power or ability to follow through with what they said. They were not good with time management or whatever it was. They just weren't able to do what they said they were going to do, even though they may have had the best of intentions. Others of us, we had people who just flat out lied to us, where you've maybe experienced that, or maybe you've done that to someone else where you said something, but in your heart of hearts, you knew, I'm not really going to do that. Or maybe you're just intentionally been deceived, or someone said something, just really what you wanted to hear, but they had no intention ever of actually doing that. Whatever the case may be, right? Maybe dad said he'd always be there, but he just never seemed to show up for the game. Or mom, right, had the best of intentions, but she just wasn't really able to follow through with that. Or you had that person who said, I'm always going to love you. And then one day, that just wasn't true anymore. Whatever it is, we've all experienced to some degree the fickle nature of human beings, if I can say it that way. The fact that humans aren't always trustworthy. And that doesn't mean that you never experience trustworthy people, or that you're not a trustworthy person, or that other people can't be trustworthy. People absolutely can be trustworthy to a certain degree. And I'm thankful for that in my life, that people who are trustworthy in my life, I see them and it reminds me that God is trustworthy. But my point is this. To some degree or another, all of us have experienced that people sometimes are not trustworthy. And some of us have experienced that to such degree, to such depth and degree, that it has really damaged our ability to trust. And it's damaged our relationship with God, because when we look at God and we see he's called a heavenly father, we see that God is called our friend, we compare him, or we contrast him with the people in our lives who are just not trustworthy. We maybe even associate him. We look at God and we think, well, if you're anything like those people, I can't trust you either. How do I know that I can trust God? It's hurt your ability to be able to trust the Lord. And what you need to hear me say this morning, what you need to see from Scripture and embrace, is that God is not like the people who have broken your trust. God is completely trustworthy. God always keeps his promises. God never lies. What we see in Scripture is that God is a good God. He's a truthful God. He always says what he means and means what he says. And because he's the all-powerful, all-knowing God, he always has the ability. He always has the power and the ability to do what he says he's going to do. And since he never changes, right? This is called God's immutability. He never changes. He's always the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. We know then, because all those things are true, he's a good God, he's a truthful God, he always means what he says, he can always accomplish what he says, and he never changes. All that equals up to the truth that God always keeps his word and his promises, and he is a completely trustworthy God. When you put your trust in the Lord, you are not taking a chance. You are placing your trust in the surest, best place and person possible. And in fact, I would say, and I said this on Sunday, the very fact that maybe you've been damaged in this area of trust, and yet there's still something in you that wants to trust, that you want to rely on someone, I think that's evidence of the Lord's existence and the fact that he put that in our lives, that desire. Even though some of us have been so damaged in this area, and we really, it's hard for us to trust, and yet still we have this desire to trust, and we have a desire to rely on someone and to believe, we want to believe that someone is trustworthy. God is deserving of those desires. God is the one that we can look to. He is our rock and our refuge and our hiding place, and our ever-present help in time of need. He is completely trustworthy. And so I want to give you a moment this morning. If that's you, and you've just been hurt in this area, and it's been hard for you to learn to trust, take a moment and just give that up to the Lord. Speak to him. Father, I know from Scripture, from what you say about yourself, that you are trustworthy. And this morning, I want you to help me begin to trust you in a new and deeper way. Let's take some time and pray that together. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you have a great day, trusting the Lord, and we'll see you again.